Patient's first name Jerry, last name Allen, date of birth 5/31/1958, date of service 10/14/2022, history of present illness. This 64-year-old male presents to the clinic for a follow-up. This motor vehicle accident. Patient complains of a cervical spine pain. He does need a refill of his ibuprofen and Flexeril. His last visit was several months ago. He states that he was supposed to have surgical intervention. However, the spinal surgeon is currently not practicing, so they are looking for another surgeon. Allergies to penicillins and Neosporin, current medications, the ibuprofen and Flexeril. Medical history denies the surgical history, left hand, and social history denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 115/71, heart rate 68, respiration 16, temp 97.9, O2 99. He weighs 126 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl neck, negative JVD. He does have tenderness to his cervical spine, and pain with lateral movement to the left and right. Chest S1, S2, respirations even and labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. Skin is warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment implant number 1, neck pain number 2, cervical herniation, as stated per the MRI report. Patient will schedule a follow-up in 1 month. Hopefully in that time he will see the new surgeon and will be able to provide us with an update of a plan of care. And then I will give him a refill of the ibuprofen and Flexeril just to take as needed. Patient does agree with this plan of care. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.